And welcome to the End Time Shofar, End Time Bible Prophecy Podcast. I'm your host, Gerald. Today's podcast, we'll be dealing with mass shootings over this past weekend in Alabama and Kentucky. Also, too, we'll be dealing with a soon upcoming show that will be released on Disney Plus. It's a German original, Pregnant Teen Who Falls in Love with the Devil. First of all, let's get into the latest happenings of the mass shootings that have occurred. We all know within the last month or the last couple of weeks, there was a mass shooting that took place in Nashville at Christian school there. And then we know up on last week, there was a mass shooting there at a Louisville bank. However, here's another mass shooting that occurred over the weekend. One was reported at a park in Louisville, Kentucky. So this is the second time within a week a mass shooting occurred. It occurred at a park. There were at least two people killed. I believe six people were actually injured, or six people were shot. And it took place at Chickasaw Park, where the shooting is. This is starting to become an epidemic of proportions, and we know with scriptures that it's fulfilling Bible prophecy, and we see that we definitely live in some very perilous, very strange times, very violent times that are occurring. So we see this occurring. This happened up on yesterday, and we also see over in Alabama that there was a shooting there at a party. At the party, it states that at least four people were killed and 28 wounded. This happened in Dadville, Alabama, and law enforcement are reporting that it happened at a birthday party. And it was a girl celebrating her sweet 16 birthday, and violence erupted and people are dead. People, we are definitely living in the last days, and to see this from a scripture point of view, we have to go to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 through 3, which Paul warns us. He says, "But now this, that in the last days, perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good." So what we're seeing taking place is a bunch of different things that are occurring, where people are doing these mass shootings, are angry, are dealing with certain mental health issues, which also I believe that they open themselves up to demonic suggestion or demonic possession, where demons are controlling a lot of these people's minds, and result are causing them to go out and cause these acts of mass violence and mass destruction. Even the young man who was working there at the bank there in Louisville, who was the shooter, was dealing with some self-esteem issues, some other things and all that he was talking about. You would think a person just looking from the outside in, who highly educated, seemed like they did all the due diligence to get a college degree and to become successful in life, was still dealing with some just some things that was going on in his mind that caused him to go and act out like that. We are living by a byproduct of a neo-pagan society, where society is resorting back to being violent, just other things and all. And We live in a society, everything's turned upside down. So we live where good is called bad, which Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20 talks about, and evil's called good, and good is called evil. And there's no parameters around. People have no sense of respecting other people's lives and other things and all. And it's just a shame that it's starting to become almost every other month, every other week, that we see some type of mass shooting that's taking place where people can't control their emotions. But also too, we have to consider the demonic element that's taking place. So violence has struck Louisville for the second time within a week. Again, we see the shooting that occurred at the park. Witnesses have not identified the assailant yet, but again, like, got up this morning and to see that another shooting occurred in Alabama is just so disheartening for a girl who's just trying to celebrate her sweet 16 birthday. They're investigating this in Alabama to just see what occurred, but it's just a shame that people wake up, get up in the day, plan to go to a celebration, and then have something like this occur. Here's some of the comments that were stated. This guy named Phil that went to Dadeville High School, who's a senior, had committed to Jacksonville State, was celebrating at his sister's Alexa's birthday before he was shot to death. His grandmother, Annette Allen, had told the Montgomery Advertiser. So here, this guy, Phil Doddale, was coming to celebrate his sister's birthday, and he shot to death. The article goes on and says he was a very, very humble child, never messed with anybody, always had a smile on his face. Allen told the newspaper, calling it a million-dollar smile. Doddsville's mother was among those hurt in the shooting. So several of the family members of this girl that was celebrating her 16th birthday were injured. Just senseless violence that was taking place. We have to really be praying and really seeking the face of God, because these things are starting to become more rampant, occurring more and more. And you hear people in legislation that are trying to legislate guns and some other things and all, but you still have the mental aspect of people who are going to do these violent acts. And it's just a byproduct of the signs of the times that we live in. As we read the scripture in 2 Timothy chapter 3, we are definitely living in perilous times. People are opening themselves up to demonic spirits, several other factors of when you become angry. Ecclesiastes talks about how anger rests in the bosoms of fools. So when you let anger and other things rest inside of you and it begins to grow and it begins to fester, the manifestation of it can be very brutal and very violent, which we're seeing. So we have to be able to look at things not just from a natural, from a spiritual point of view, to see what's going on. And as Christians, we have to really be able to get in to praying and seeking the face of God to lead and direct us and see it from a spiritual aspect and spiritual point of view. So these mass shootings seem like they're going to continue. The government seems like they're trying to bring some type of resolution with gun control and some other things and all. But that's not the main issue of gun control. It's people that having temperance, self-control, only comes through having the Holy Spirit. One of the fruit of the Spirit is temperance, which is self-control. So when you have people that are not ruled by the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, they're not going to exhibit temperance. They're not going to exhibit self-control. And now we live in an age, used to be way back in days, people who did not go to the church still had respect and reverence for church, had reverence and respect, and just had some type of morality and all. But now we live in a culture that morality is turned upside down. Right is wrong, wrong is right, which I've already stated. People do as they feel what they want to do or feel like an impulse and don't rationally try to think out like this is going to really impact in individuals. So I want to turn to the next thing that we want to discuss on this podcast. And this is very much becoming a trend that we're seeing in entertainment. It's a Disney Plus program that's about ready to be released, and it's a German original about a pregnant girl who falls in love with the devil. Now, we know Disney was part of the show with Danny DeVito and his daughter and some others several months ago, which Christian Moms, this organization, had formulated to have signatures signed to have our petition signed to have that program removed because it was animated, it was very vile, but it was called Little Demon in reference to this woman who had sex with Satan. Eventually she ended up having a daughter with Satan, and the daughter turns 11 years old and comes the realization that her dad is Satan and she's the Antichrist. And there's just other things within, because we did a podcast in regards to that before the show was pulled, but in regards to the girl finding out that she's the daughter of Satan when she turns 11, just runs in lines to Aleister Crowley stated that he began to really come into his own with magic and other things, you know, at the age of 11, even with the storyline of Harry Potter. Harry Potter finally realizes that he has these magical gifts at the age of 11. And that's also too where Crowley initiates using magic with the K, because K is the 11th letter in the alphabet. However, with this German original, the people who formulated this or created this show, they also created they're the same individuals that are behind a show on Netflix called How to Sell Drugs Online Fast. So pretty much the storyline, what they came up with for this Disney German show with this girl who is a teenager who has a one-night stand, gets pregnant, which she finds out with the devil or Satan. It goes like this. The girl's name is Pauline. She's 18 years old, who accidentally becomes pregnant from a one-night stand. With school stress and climate crisis and a downfall of society weighing heavily on her mind, something she doesn't need all right. It says now she's catching feelings, especially not for the one stand with Lucas. So Lucas is the person that she has a one night stand. It comes to the revelation that Lucas is the devil. So we starting to see how Hollywood is promoting such things. This goes all the way back to Rosemary's Baby, where Rosemary is moves into an apartment there in New York. So her husband is an actor. He's not so successful, but it turns out, long story short, with Rosemary's Baby, which was, I believe, written and produced by Roman Polanski. We know what ended up happening with Roman. Polanski's wife was murdered. Her and her friends were murdered by Charles Manson and his crew. But they live in an apartment complex that pretty much is a coven of Satanists who live in the building. And one night she is drugged and she is raped and sexually assaulted. What she thinks is her husband is actually Satan, and she's impregnated by Satan. We see these things that are happening, things that people talk about, having sex with women, having sex with spirit beings by incubus, which is a male demon, men who have sex with succubus. So we see these things occurring, and we see this agenda being pushed because we are moving towards the last of the last days. Even Jesus warned that as in the days of Noah. Now, I know some people may not agree with some of the writings of the book First Enoch, but a lot of Second Temple Judaism really looked into the book of Enoch and some other things and all. And we have to look towards that because in Genesis 6, it gives the account how the sons of God begin to come down and begin to marry and have sexual relationship with the daughters of men. It's talking about, when it's talking about the sons of God, it's talking about angelic beings who are falling begin to have relationships with women. So we see this thing even within some of the music videos. Katy Perry came out several years ago, a song that she did and a video that she did with Kanye West talking about having sex with an alien and just other things and all. And even what we're seeing with people talking about they are being abducted and having sexual encounters with these aliens, it's demonic. So Disney is definitely pushing a agenda, and it's always been pushing a agenda that's contrary to the word of God, but becoming more openly satanic on the things that they push. They've been pushing for a long time things of the magic and the occult, but we see with this German original show, this girl, they're going to make it look like a romance. And also too, it's an agenda to make Satan look like really a good guy. Oh, like this guy, Lucas, that the devil is really a good guy. And, you know, you shouldn't think that bad of him, and that they're having a child together, and just so many other things. That we live in a definite wicked society that people can promote so much evil and things of such a magnitude of this manner. So we're seeing within even a lot of these superhero movies that some of these people that are superheroes are a byproduct of a god having sexual relationship with a human woman, and then the child being born is a byproduct of that having these superpowers. And we see that with Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman is considered a demigod because her father is Zeus. We see that with Aquaman, where his mother was a goddess from Atlantis who had a relationship with a human husband. We see that with Marvel, Guardians of the Galaxy, which we look to see that the main character is a byproduct of a God having a sexual relationship and encounter with a human woman and having a hybrid offspring. So this is pushing also to when we go over to Revelation things and stuff, when these beings who have been confined for thousands of years are released from the abyss, all this is going to be unleashed up on mankind. So there's things that are going on that are prepping people for these end times, that when the full onslaught of these spirit beings come on this planet, that people be very much prepped and conditioned to things that are occurring. So we are definitely living in some weird, strange times. Mass shootings are taking place. We have, again, another example of shows pushing the agenda of having sexual relationships with demonic beings as being normal. So definitely times to be praying, seeking God's face, staying close to the Lord. And this is not a time to grow weary. It's not a time to be backsliding. This is a time to really gird up the loins of your mind, really follow the Lord, and just keep yourself from the days that are coming are becoming much more and more dark and evil. But we know at the end that Jesus is the winner, and he will win the overall war that's taking place with the spiritual battle that's taking place. God bless. This is the End Time Shofar, End Time Bible Prophecy Podcast.